The Federal Reserve's sudden and dramatic decision to lower short-term interest rates has affected more than the U.S. stock market. The move also has had a predictable ripple effect in Asia, where markets soared, and in Europe, which saw the value of the single European currency, the euro, decline. Still, in recent weeks, the euro has been steadily gaining strength. NPR's Sarah Chase reports.
Naturally, Greenspan's interest rate move was the talk of the French financial news this morning. Here's Radio France's veteran stock market reporter, Jean-Pierre Gaillard, answering his anchorwoman's questions about its impact on the euro.
L'euro subit la conséquence de cette hausse américaine.
Ah oui, l'euro, il replonge de quelques 2% à 0.
He says the euro took yesterday's Wall Street euphoria on the chin, losing about 2% against the dollar. But at the close of business in Paris yesterday, before Greenspan's announcement, the euro had reached more than 95 cents, confirming an upward trend that's been underway for more than a month. Introduced at a rate of $1.17 just 2 years ago, the euro has suffered from what's been called here America's insolently healthy economy. It kept falling and falling, hitting an all-time low of less than 82 cents at the end of October. Pundits, especially in skeptical Britain, started betting the currency would simply wither away and die before the bills and coins are actually put into circulation the first of next year. But economics may rewrite the laws of gravitation to read, what goes down must come up. At least that's the view of Philippe Cigogne, head of the Predictions and Analysis Department at the French Economic Observatory.
A lot of people were expecting that the rigidities and the European economy were such that it would be very difficult to have the same rate of return on investment in Europe for at least some years to go than we have been seeing in the US.
But investors change quickly, says Cigogne.
If a recession looms, people tend to forget immediately what they think before.
They start reevaluating the so-called fundamentals of the European economy, things like growth rate, consumer spending, employment figures. And on those fundamentals, Europe is lining up increasingly favorably against the United States, which leads analysts like Cigogne to predict the euro's rise may continue for some time. Economists here suggest this rise may be all the more solid if investors read Greenspan's sudden lowering of U.S. interest rates as a sign of real concern about the U.S. economy rather than a measure that can have a substantive and lasting impact on it. Sarah Chase, NPR News, Paris.